When you use this, and I guess even within the trial, you get to sort of choose which of the three do you end up using yourself?
Yes, you can choose which of the three makes sense. In my own particular practice environment, and for a number of reasons, we tend to use the external beam more frequently than not. Although among many in our group, the mammocyte is appealing, and certainly many breast surgeons have found the mammocyte to be an appealing technique, particularly when utilized after surgery and placed at a secondary setting.
What's the advantage of mammocyte over conformal radiation therapy, potentially?
I think that's a good question, and I don't have a very good answer. The mammocyte is a technique that can be placed after you have all the information back. So at the beginning, I think there were some concerns about utilizing mammocyte when you had to place it in the operating room. Although you weren't loading the seeds until you had all the information back, you had to use a very expensive catheter, which may in fact not be used because of your pathology information. Now, surgeons and radiologists who are adept with ultrasound can place these under ultrasound guidance postoperatively. So we do get that clinical information. The mammocyte can be utilized with afterloading techniques using high dose rate, which can be given over a short period of time, but so can the external beam radiation, which is given over a relatively short visit as well. I think there's probably more intensivity of treatment planning using external beam radiation, and you really need to have, I think, good equipment. And the main advantage of mammocyte over external beam is that the radiation is limited to a fairly defined area as long as you can get the cavity around the balloon well. Because external beam has to take into account slight positioning differences of a patient, and perhaps as importantly, the patient's breathing, there's been a tendency to have to use a wider field than one would use with an internal brachytherapy. However, with the most modern equipment, with IMRT techniques, that is intensity-modulated radiation therapy, combined with the newest devices that have respiratory gating, it is possible to reduce those fields and have them very highly focused.